If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network on the brand new website, highsocietyradio.co. They ran out of comms.
Oh, shit.
I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And all three of us are together in this room for the first time in 3 months.
We got your streak going, though.
We're still going strong.
Fuck yeah.
The 3-year streak is almost over now. 3 years. 156 new shows? It's been a crazy 3 years, Johnny.
Fuck yeah, man.
Yeah, I remember. It feels like 10 weeks ago that we said we were going to do 300 straight shows.
Right?
Fuck.
Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. You should follow the Twitter account because
fuck yeah, you should.
If you,
I'm tweeting hot shit all day.
If you weren't following our Twitter account, you missed a bonus content show with Chris from Brooklyn, BK Chris. He interviewed author, attorney, activist Philip K. Howard. Now, Philip K. Howard.
Oh, fuck, nice.
You'd know him from The Daily Show. He's been on a few times, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a favorite of Jon Stewart's. And our own BK Chris interviewed him, and that was put up on our iTunes account. So if you're listening to this, and you missed Chris's interview with Philip K. Howard, and it's at Philip K. Howard on Twitter, I believe.
With one L.
With one L. Philip with one L. Check it out. It's a great interview. I was very impressed. I was like,
thank you,
Chris.
As a radio professional now, I feel.
Sure. And yeah, if you follow our Twitter account, at HS Radio Show, you'll get bonus content sometimes. Like, I don't know, an appearance on Newtown Radio.
Yeah, exactly.
That I don't know if
a lot of people seem to think was a little rough.
I don't know. That's improv radio, right? Yeah. Maybe me and Johnny will go on Newtown Radio soon.
We'll do that. That sounds
well,
like
I was going to have another guest, but I couldn't get in contact with him last week.
Oh, who's that?
Bronx Johnny.
Oh. Well, Bronx Johnny's back. He was not here last week because we had to record it on Monday, and Johnny had tickets to Monday Night Football.
Fuck yeah, so you got to do that once in your lifetime.
So he couldn't be bothered to come to the podcast.
Yeah, I didn't even pick up your call.
Yeah, it was like, Johnny, where are you? We're supposed to start recording a half hour ago. Me and Chris, we don't know what to say to each other. You couldn't have even Instagrammed a picture of you at the game?
I did that. I put it up a couple days later. I was fucked up at that game.
You guys send me the picture. I'll put it up on the Instagram.
I'll send it. It's on there, though. You can just take it, can't you?
I don't know anymore, dude.
Just take it, dog.
Whoa. That sounds kind of rapey.
It's all good. It ain't rape if I'm telling them to take it.
So it was the Chicago Bears at New York Jets.
Yeah, that was a fucking great game.
The first football game you've been to?
First one in 10 years. First Bears game I've ever been to, though.
And you're a Bears fan.
Fuck yeah, son. That shit was fantastic.
You liked it a lot? How were the seats?
Yo, be real. MetLife has great sight lines for everything. There's no real, like, blockage of anything. You can sit anywhere. The fact that there are a lot of Jets fans that are Italian. I love that because their quarterback is black.
All the Jets fans, dude, are from Long Island. So yeah,
it seems like it. Cause
I guess some Jersey too.
they were dropping fucking moolie bombs and all kinds of shit. I was like, God damn.
Moolie bombs, what is that? They is that just, like when you throw eggplant parmesan in a bag at somebody?
Might as well be, because fucking... Yo, he threw his first into with on the second play. That was it. There were no fucking Jets. They came close. They almost tied it up, whatever. And the Jets fans would not let up on Geno. Which I'm kind of surprised he actually just blew up yesterday. On the fucking Lions and shit at that fan.
Yeah, not last night, but this past NFL weekend, yeah, Geno Smith lost it and dropped an F-bomb on a Jets fan. Which I'm going to guess a Jets fan, I'm just going to...
Probably deserved it.
Probably dropped an M-bomb on Geno.
Yeah, I could imagine, because some of that shit up there, I was like, damn, thank God I didn't bring no kids to this game.
Was it really that bad, Johnny?
Yo, they had a squad. Well, there was a Packer fan there for no reason. There was also a Patriots fan there for no reason.
Why?
Yeah, because they're assholes. We getting off the bus coming from Port Authority to the stadium. You got some fucking fat guys grilling and shit, tailgating and whatnot. One of the Asian bros that was on the bus with us had a Hester jersey. Guy fucking sharp as a whistle. Fucking just says, oh, hey, you got a Hester jersey on. He doesn't even play for you guys anymore. I'm like, oh, boy, it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah, but Devin Hester, you know, played his entire career there. So
yeah, he fucking almost broke that record there. It means a lot. He's still a bad heart, I think.
He broke with the Falcons, son.
Yeah, that don't mean shit.
Dion, baby, what's up?
But, yeah, Jets fans are pieces of shit.
You had to stay for the whole game,
dude,
right? Because that game went down to the wire.
Dude, I had palpitations sitting there. My brothers were there. And usually, you know me, especially if I'm drunk, I'm rowdy as fuck.
Oh, you get crazy.
I was quiet as a motherfucker. I was just sweating it out.
We go to Yankee games, you get nuts. You're, like, screaming like a maniac. I'm like, chill out, Johnny. Here, have some more popcorn. Look, it's unlimited.
There's nobody there fucking yelling headmaster, right? Just go headmaster.
See, what Johnny's referring to is... Chase Headley on the Yankees. I'm trying to get the nickname started, Headmaster.
That doesn't make any sense, though.
Like, oh, the Headmaster just passed that exam, right, when he hits a home run.
That shit was terrible.
I was screaming out Headmaster at this Yankees game, but no one was following suit.
Or a shout out to Jeter, too. Went out like a G. I'll give him credit.
I guess. It was a fabricated moment.
Yeah, you're an asshole for that. You and everybody else on Facebook, like, oh, well, they bring up sabermetrics. If you had sabermetrics, a lot of motherfuckers that are in the hall wouldn't even be drafted.
No, I'm pretty sure I texted you. I texted a bunch of people that, what if Buck Showalter should have just walked him?
You brought that up, you piece of shit. You brought that up.
This is a screw you to the Yankees. This is what you get for firing me all those years
ago. And then you fucking said, oh, the face is in.
Anyone could have won with that team, Steinbrenner.
Not him. He had his shot. He didn't do shit. But shout
out to Joe. No disrespect to Joe Torre. Just a joke. But that was amazing. Yeah,
that was fucking. That was weird. And then he got that RBI on Sunday in Boston too to end it. They got to give him that fucking RBI.
Of course, he's a baller.
It's a man, son.
Now he's just gonna ride off into the sunset, just chill in St. Petersburg or Saint, as they call it, St. Jetersburg for all the rest of his life.
Is there like enough high quality pussy there for Derek Jeter?
Nah, I'm pretty sure he's gonna get married before like the end of next year.
They do the first ballot cockslinging Hall of Famer. Like,
yeah, he got some tail, dude.
No, he crushes everything in sight.
And he got most of them bros. Like some of them were like just as about as famous as they're gonna get. Like Brewster, Jordani Brewster, he piped.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, she's good. Scarlett Jessica Johansson. Biel. Nah, he piped out. Oh, all right, good for him. I'm not surprised. I'm just saying I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, he banged everyone. Look, anyone he wants to sleep with, and you know, plus the thousands of just regular hot New York women that, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
I think he has like a niche, though, for that. I don't think he just pipes any broad. I think Derek Jeter don't pipe like a bitch at a bar.
There's plenty of hot chicks that just bars. I mean,
yeah, I think I land on that.
The bars that Derek Jeter goes to, they don't let sixes in.
Yeah, you're right on that. I could imagine. Remember that flat broad we saw at the bar a couple weeks back? She had on them zebra pants. That's the saddest ass I've ever seen in my life. I took a picture of it. Thank God my phone is shit quality.
The bars we go to, they let anybody in.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Sometimes underage. It's terrible. We know Derek Jeter. I never said we were, but fuck it.
I mean, you're from the Bronx.
I guess it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
We also, I plugged the Twitter account, but we should also be plugging the Patreon account.
Ba-bow.
Now, Chris, we have some new Patreon patrons. Explain to the people listening home what Patreon is. But if you listen to the show, you probably know what it is already. Yeah. But Chris, explain it again.
Well, Patreon, basically, you donate a couple of dollars, as little or as much as you want.
And we'll take a nickel, people.
We will take
as
a nickel.
As much as you can spit.
If I had a nickel for everyone that listened to this podcast, I'd get a beer after this podcast. But, it, you know, so yeah, you just donate whatever you want. It's a recurring donation. And, you know, there's some swag on there. We'll give you some stuff. We'll shout you out on the show.
More bonus content.
There will be more bonus content. Eventually, maybe we'll do something that'll only be available. If we get enough, we'll make some stuff. If we have enough patrons, we'll get enough. We'll put a show exclusively on Patreon. Once a month or something. Dollar pizza party will happen if we get up to a certain goal.
Yeah, we will throw a dollar pizza party. And, you know, all the Patreon patrons, you'll come. You'll have a couple cocktails.
The way
we'll
it's
post
going,
things to the Instagram.
We might be around in holiday season, which would be perfect.
Oh, with Christmas Santa Claus dollar hats. Pizza party.
Fuck yeah, son.
At a place to be determined. But we have some new Patreons that have donated, correct, Chris?
Yes, we do.
Let me get their names, yo.
Craig L.
All right.
Neil F. And I don't remember if we mentioned Matt H. last week.
He gets it anyway.
There you go.
Thank you, guys. Seriously, this is we appreciate every single one of you that donate to the show. But and you know that because we play this ridiculously old drop.
Fuck yeah, man. Mad grateful. Hopefully we're not blowing anybody's headphones out.
And now if you donate $20, you get a High Society Radio t-shirt.
Exactly.
Great for back to school.
Fuck
we're
yeah.
sending out the first few t-shirts this week.
Yeah, first t-shirt's going out. It's, you know, free shipping because we're classy.
Exactly.
And, yeah, $20 gets you a High Society Radio t-shirt. So everyone, you see, we're wearing a High Society Radio t-shirt walking down the street and people are like, what's that? Oh, it's just this podcast I listen to. You should listen to it also.
Hell yeah.
Exactly. Also, your boy, GoPack Joe.
Yeah?
He's the new highest Patreon. He beat out Dubrat.
Oh, shit.
GoPack Joe, damn. I cannot say enough great things about him.
Other than being a Packer fan, he's all right.
No, I like him because he's a Packer fan. Listen, Aaron Rodgers threw it up this weekend, okay?
You're a piece of
made
shit.
Made the Bears look like garbage, Johnny.
They lucky they're not doing HGH yet.
At Soldier Field, dog, oof, in their house. Jay Cutler looked like a bitch.
He did. He really did.
But GoPack Joe's the man. And
good money, man.
He also hooked me up with a private torrent tracker invite.
Nice.
What?
That was very nice.
Nice. That's pretty fucking boring right there.
He's hitting me off with so many cigarettes, it's crazy.
Damn.
He's a very generous, like, because there's like some people, like perhaps people in this room, they won't hook you up with their private torrent tracker information.
Oh, word?
Yeah. That's me.
That's how people get down?
All right, look. For you people, for everyone familiar with BitTorrent, it is the popular way to download pirated material.
It's like Pirate Bay.
When you're part of a community of BitTorrenters that's been around for
eons,
over 12 years, you get a little dicey with sharing the password, okay?
Yeah.
And it's a very trusted, great private tracker. And it's going way back to the internet, all right? I'm not giving it out to anyone.
You're right, a piece of shit.
Maybe if GoPack...
I seed, bro. I seed.
Maybe if GoPack Joe asked, I'd give it to GoPack Joe.
Though, that's some bullshit. You asked me for a favor. I hooked you up, right?
This
you enjoyed
is,
HBO Go, right, motherfucker?
This is rarer than HBO Go password.
You're not even paying for the service. I'm paying for the fucking
this
HBO Go.
This is something you can't pay for. You can't pay money for this.
You can't lend that shit out. I wouldn't tell the world. Me and BK Chris don't really got too many friends.
It's sad, that's guys.
True. Yeah, but like, it's a tight-knit community.
This isn't
son.
About me. It's about Patreon.
Oh, man.
I'm smoking some GoPack Joe cigarettes right now. There's not even any English on them.
Yeah, there's some squiggly
I'm,
lines.
I'm totally
and shit.
Run out of reds and anything. This might actually be the last pack.
That shit like Gaddafi owned it at one point. That shit is mad gold on
yeah,
it.
Right? Mad gold in these cigarettes.
Damn.
It's all gold everything.
Oh, shit. It's gold on it, too.
It is gold on the cigarette, too.
Tits.
Oh, Amrock Gang.
Oh, nice.
Weird. Chris, did you watch the new season of Trailer Park Boys yet?
No, I haven't checked it out yet.
Yo, you gonna dig that shit. This shit is badass. Yeah.
Surprisingly good. Yeah. I was surprised at how good it was.
I don't know why you say surprisingly.
That last I didn't like season 7 at all.
No? Nah, I liked how they used the cast and shit. They have my man the caveman back in there. Gotta love him.
No, yeah, Sam Lasco. Guy's a goddamn caveman. And there's so new characters that are fun.
Yeah. I felt bad to find out, no spoilers here, just, you know, what Trinity's going through. I was like, damn, I grew up with you and shit. It's terrible to see.
You know, seeing Trinity growing up is weird, right?
Yeah, it's like
fuck. She's an adult now.
I respect them for that. They never changed their route either. I think it's the same actress, right?
Yeah, same girl.
Yeah.
But you notice Ellen Page never came back. As she played
why would she?
Jim Leahy's daughter in
that
like the second
played
season.
Out, B. They wouldn't want her back if she offered.
No, they would. They would want Ellen Page back
I
on the show.
I doubt that, bro. You got Randy Bo Bandy living it up with his, yo, his partner's a fucking trip.
Donnie?
Donnie's a trip.
I suggest everyone, if you're a Trailer Park Boys fan, you haven't watched it yet, you gotta watch it.
Netflix that shit up.
Hell yeah. All I do is watch Netflix.
Did they do a 2-season deal with them, though?
Yeah, they have a 9th season that's gonna come out.
Yeah, yeah. Because they usually don't do the one unless they're, like, they're unsure of shit. Like, I think BoJack Horseman probably won't get past one.
I heard nothing but good things about it. People seem to like
it. I didn't really like it. I didn't get into it.
Man.
It's still popular nonetheless.
Well, I mean, it's a new show on Netflix. I think anything new on Netflix is going to be popular.
New Black kicks ass. That shit was good. And you like Lillehammer.
I did like
Lillehammer. I got to check that shit.
I only watched the first season of Lillehammer.
House of Cards ain't sucking no dick out here, B. That's real shit.
What?
Huh?
What are you talking about? Why would you say that?
I'm just saying it's a good show.
Yes. I've never seen House of Cards, actually.
I haven't either, but it looks good.
Anyway, while we're talking about the private touring track and other stuff, not sharing passwords, you know, Johnny is now on Ello.
Oh, yeah, son.
The hipster Facebook.
Really?
It's not fucking hipster Facebook.
All right, that's the hipster Facebook.
For people who don't know what Ello is, it's ELLO, and it's the new social network that's invite only, and you have to. And there's no ads, and they won't sell your data.
Hell no.
Now, as soon as I saw it, I applied for an account, but they have not gone back to me yet. I haven't been chosen.
Yeah, I heard they're pretty snobbish about it. You got to get somebody that's on there to fucking add you.
So how'd you get on there?
Somebody I knew fucking put me on.
Who, GoPack Joe?
Not GoPack. I wish. I don't even know if I got to check for GoPack now, actually, if he's on there.
I'm sure.
I already used all my fucking 5 invites.
Oh, come on. You didn't even tell us?
I didn't think you would want to be on there.
It's mad exclusive.
At least one for iSide Radio.
Hopefully they load up. If they load up, I'll hook y'all up.
I mean, remember...
I'll send you it.
Remember when people cared about not being able to get Google Plus invites? I'm sure this thing will take off.
Nah, I ain't gonna... I like the VIP club shit they do where you have to, like, get invited to be in. It works for them. It's a bit bare bones, and I actually... Keep it G. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's nice to be on it.
What, can you, like, post pictures and stuff on there?
Yeah, I couldn't even do a fucking, what's that shit, an avatar?
Yeah.
I couldn't even do that shit. It said click and drag. I was like, I don't have nothing to fucking click and drag. That seems pretty sweet.
You just click and drag something in there, and that's your avatar?
Yeah, but I don't know how to do that off Facebook. They made that shit, man. I got a tablet. I can't do it off a tablet.
That seems pretty sweet.
It ain't that easy. I tried it, like, for 20 minutes yesterday. It didn't work. There's mad people on there with none of that
just
shit.
Just ask one of your new hipster Ello friends.
I'm going to have to, dude. I don't want to do it on... I'm going to do it on Facebook.
Because you don't want anybody to realize
I don't want anybody on Ello knowing I'm an asshole. They don't know
how to use Ello.
It's like purgatory on there. It's not...
Is there mad people on there? Like, who's on there?
Shell's on there.
What's going on behind the scenes at Ello?
It's all right.
This guy Connor is on here.
Got to add him.
You should add Connor, bro.
You can make either people friends or noise.
What's noise? What's that mean?
Noise is basically
Noid was that guy who wanted all that Domino's pizza back in the 90s.
Oh, word.
You didn't ask for bringing that up. Noise is like, you're cool with them, but you ain't that cool. Like, you won't get shit about them.
They got that NES game, yo, Noid.
You're like friends, but you're not following, I guess.
Weird.
It feels weird, because it's just so bare bones. I like flashy
dude,
shit
you gotta
on
get
it.
Down with this dude, Connor. He's got these artsy photos of this, like...
Oh, there's mad artsy shit on it. They had a girl...
Well, it's the hipster Facebook.
I don't consider it hipster Facebook. It's pretty bare bones.
We gotta get on
it. Big part of you being a hipster now is that you can't know that you're a hipster
If
now.
They reload my invites, I'll send y'all a couple.
Please.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do, son.
I want to be friends with you on Ello.
Me and whoever rents Ello will be cool. I was cool with fucking Tom on MySpace.
All right.
Look at the look at this office where this guy Ant Hall lives. Look, Stanley.
Don't give out names.
Oh, I wish I lived this. I worked in some cool little office.
Why don't you just start sending them fucking ads then, bud?
Well, that's the whole thing. Eventually, there's going to be ads on this.
Of course,
because they took like $10 million from a venture capital firm.
Holy
took
shit!
Way more than that.
Oh wow, that's fucking nuts.
VC, bro. VC, bro.
You got to fucking pay that back.
Yeah, they took. I think they took even more than $10 million from, like, some huge venture capital firm. So, it is the hipster Facebook.
I know, hold on.
Because they're pretending to be super artsy, but they're
I'm
really
saying
just
they should have gone the Kickstarter route, to be real with you on that.
Explain to me, like, all right, just, I'm going to ask something about, Chris, you might know this more than me, since I know nothing of finance, business, or smart money use. Or the English language, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Venture capitalists. Say we had a company, a startup. And a venture capitalist liked us and was like, I'm going to give you $50 million, right?
Okay.
to like now what can we do with that $50 million? Do we have to invest it into the company, or can we pocket some of it?
Yeah, you have to.
Well, I mean, I'm sure you could pocket some of it. It's
a small percentage.
We'd have
though.
To give ourselves a salary, and that would come out of the $50 million.
I mean, yeah. But it also, think about it, the point of the venture capital thing a lot of times with rounds of funding is you get a bunch of money, right, like for a percentage. Now your company has that valuation. So you can, like, let's say for highsocietyradio.co, right, the new website.
Yeah, that's right, it's baller.
Let's say somebody gave us $50 million for 10% of that. You know what I mean? That means that the company is now worth $500 million.
Oh, sick. Shit.
I mean, that would be sick, yeah.
You think someone will do that right now?
I hope so.
You think someone listening would want to do that?
Maybe what's up, GoPack Joe?
Maybe one of our Patreons. This 500. This
all right.
That'd be nice.
Put a new Patreon goal. The venture capitalist option, if you want 10% of High Society Radio, donate $50 million.
All right, I'll put that up there. I'll put that. It'll be up there by next week.
It's 3% from each of us.
Oh, fuck.
That would be 9%.
You know, I have some good news for everyone from something that came up in January of this year.
We're getting that venture capital?
No.
Infusion?
Mm. But I did just order a bunch of Burgundy truffles in the mail.
What? Oh, so it's a different type of infusion.
Oh, man.
And we will be infusing truffles into whiskey. Well, within a week or two? I mean, the truffles should be at my place. By the time this airs on Friday at 7 p.m. on morelikeradio.com, this thing, I'll have the truffles in hand, and I will probably have dropped them off to Chris and to start making truffle whiskey.
So it's, I have
so
to
it's a
this.
Thing. It's no longer an idea. It's actually a fucking
no, yeah,
thing.
I paid
still
money.
An idea. We haven't made any yet.
Yeah, I paid money for
shut the fuck up.
4 ounces of summer truffles, even though it's September.
Jesus. That must have set you back a sweet deal.
Look, it takes money to make money, Johnny.
That's a good way to look at it. I just want my 10.
Look, they're hazelnutty, apparently, according to
what?
The description. So, Chris, I need you to work with that. What and kind of...
You know the ingredient in front that, of me before I start.
That might go good. If it's a hazelnut flavor in that whiskey, it's not a bad mix.
Or do we go bourbon? I don't know. Like, look...
But I'm not going Irish whiskey. I was going to go rye. I mean, that was my thought.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pull that off with that kind of. Yeah.
I'm gonna see what. Well, whatever. I'll see what the smell and taste of the what you ordered is.
You gotta get you a pig, son. Pig will tell you if it's good or not.
No, they're already picked. A pig will find the truffles.
They don't tell you if it's quality shit.
And those pigs that find truffles in France cost way more money than we have.
They're pigs. Like, you can't just fucking get a puppy pig or
you
whatever.
No, they're trained. It's like they're like drug dogs, but pigs with truffles.
Ah, got you. Damn.
There's also truffle dogs too. there's dogs that look for truffle as
probably
well.
Probably not as good as a pig.
Good as a pig, though, B.
But yes, that will happen, and we will be. I don't know what we're going to do with this. Hopefully, it'll taste ridiculously good.
That sounds like a fucking nice option, wouldn't it?
And then we find some venture capitalist money to invest into the truffle whiskey.
It's like I'm learning shit right now.
Then we move out to San Francisco.
Yeah. That's what you got
to
do.
And then we're going out to San Francisco to get some of that sweet Google money. So some idiot with a bunch of Google money
is just
going to
buy whiskey from us?
Yeah, exactly. This guy who's probably autistic,
fuck, don't do that.
They'll be like, oh my God, this is great. What do I need to do to drink this and make myself seem cool to all my other Google buddies?
Just make that shit like mad real.
Give us $10 million and we'll make all the truffle whiskey you want.
Or just be like, yo, this is the last bottle on fucking earth.
No,
you can't find it anywhere.
No, we'll keep making it. I mean, we'll get the recipe down, then we'll keep making it.
Yeah, we'll do that for them, but we tell him it's the last fucking bottle and just sell it to him as such.
Yo, we don't even know if this is going to taste good, guys. I've been saying this from the jump.
It's truffle.
It's going to fucking work out. It's hazelnut truffle motherfucker. God damn it.
Makes everything taste good.
I don't think that's true.
You could shave some truffle on some shoe leather, and it would taste good.
This is not how you sell the product.
What do you mean? It could taste delicious.
It's
going to
be delicious. Just say it's
going to
be delicious.
No, it will taste delicious. And you know what? I told everyone I wasn't going to bring this goddamn subject up again until it was ready. Well, they're in the mail, all right? By the time you people are listening to this on goddamn morelikeradio.com and highsocietyradio.co and that HS radio show and every other goddamn plug I'm throwing out there.
Fuck yeah.
We will be in the process of actually making this whiskey, truffle whiskey. How's Saturday sound, Chris? Well, what are you doing this Saturday?
I got plans.
Take the day off.
God damn it.
I do have the day off this Saturday.
Well, take your plans off and fucking make the whiskey, man.
We've been
talking
about
Nutella?
This for 9 months.
I have had Nutella.
You like it, right? It's a hazelnut fucking
flavor. Everyone likes
Nutella.
It'll
fucking work. It's going to work. It's a hazelnut flavor. We'll be fine.
I like the fact that you guys are pressuring me right now.
It's not even pressure. We're just encouraging you.
Yeah, this is encouragement. This is just trying to make everything
right. You
don't
know what pressure is.
That sounds pretty good.
Oh, God, I can't wait to try this, and it's just going to taste great.
Yeah,
like
it sounds
off the
good.
Bat. I'm sure the first batch is going to be amazing, because I trust Chris, and the guy knows his way around a kitchen.
Yeah, this is he's good. You're putting a lot of onus on me, like to make your vision come true.
You're the main guy, though, for this shit. You're the man in this. You could be the first motherfucker that ever done did it. That's a good thing, man.
And you know what? You know how many rich assholes are going to eat this up?
Or drink it up, rather.
Yo. See, I have a theory, actually. I don't think, like, actually rich people. Like, I think, like, low-level rich people.
Yo, it's still something better than us, right?
Yeah.
We get
some
of that
money.
Sounds
good to me. I don't care who buys it.
I want a truffle pig, son.
I'm just saying, though, there's certain things that, like, you know, there's, like, low-level rich people that, like things. It's not even, like,
yeah.
It's not super baller. You
I understand,
know what I mean?
Like, but low-level rich...
Like, buy two whores a night.
No,
I get
you know,
what you're
like,
saying,
like, rappers but... like Rolexes, but, like, you know, there's way more expensive watches than Rolexes.
Yeah.
You know
this
I mean?
Is how it goes. Low-level rich people like truffle
that
oil.
That new money. People with that new money.
That rich nouveau. Right? You're talking about, like, West Egg, right? You're talking about... You're talking about Gatsby, right?
Yeah.
Look, the new rich, they like that truffle oil. What we're doing is we're getting actual truffle, whole goddamn truffle. We only take a little bit to infuse into some liquor.
I just want to live,
but that's
dog.
What worries me. Is like I'm worried that it was going to be the cost to make a bottle that actually tastes very truffly is going to be very high.
I want to take a nice boat ride. I don't want the only boat I've ever been on to be the fucking Staten Island Ferry. Make
that's
this
not
shit
the
happen.
Only boat
listen
you've ever
to
been
Johnny.
On.
Listen
how'd
to Johnny.
How do you
he
back
wants
from
to go on
time?
A boat ride.
Just make it happen. Come on, man. Don't be a dick.
I'm going to work on it, and I'm going to take it seriously.
No.
I'm just saying
don't.
I know that you guys should get your hopes up.
Don't say you're going to work on it. Just do it. It's not hard.
Don't
just
get
do
my
it.
Hopes up, dude. I've already sold this company. We're already on a beach right
that's
now. All
I'm
three
saying.
Of us.
We have fucking pigs running
blowing
around
each
just
other.
Fine. I didn't say that. Ever. That was never agreed on.
That's what evil deal we make to sell it. Seriously, though, this is a great idea. I'm glad we're going forward with it. And you know how we afford some of this? From the Patreon account money.
That's what
it's
I'm
going
saying.
Back into the show, and there will be trouble if... You know what? Even if it tastes terrible, which it won't, there will be truffle whiskey tastings.
Yeah.
You mean one at the pizza party?
Or no, we'll set up a totally separate different goal for truffle whiskey tasting.
Probably right. On the same night, like a block away from where we have the fucking party.
Alley.
But yeah. Your trash is warm, right? You feel that?
It's warm.
Fucking Hazley, motherfucker.
I just had to suck that truffle whiskey out of a hose. Just close my eyes and suck it out of a hose.
Just put it in a fucking gallon of fucking gasoline holders and shit. I'm with it.
We've kept this bottle of truffle whiskey in the trunk of our car in the heat for all day long. Here, have some.
It's great, better no? than a barrel, B. Shit ain't so hard. You can just pop that out.
It's all moving forward. And look, once we get the recipe down, once Chris works his magic.
It's not even hard, dude. You got to believe in yourself. We always talk about this
shit.
You're
putting a lot of pressure on me. It takes
months. No pressure at all.
It takes months to perfect a recipe. Like, you can't just, especially like a liquor recipe. Like, if you're getting specs down for a cocktail or something, you throw out like two bottles of liquor.
That's fine. You have one day to perfect it. How is that hard? You got this. It's not bad at all. I think you got this. You got to believe in yourself, bro.
Trial and error. I get it. And once it's down,
there will
it's
be no error.
Be so goddamn good, people will just be throwing money at us. Just making
yeah.
it rain. Like, listen, please tell us how you made this. Oh my God. No, never mind. Just give me a bottle of it. I want to make. Right. I want to get
that,
drunk as possible.
That duck sandwich that I make that you like, Johnny, right?
That shit was fantastic.
Duck sandwich is delicious.
That shit was very good.
You know how many of those I had to make before that was ready?
Let me guess.
Two max?
I was gonna guess
20.
A half.
Get
of
the
one.
Fuck out of it. What were you doing with that before? You had the best recipe for it.
You gotta try different things, you know what I mean? Different, you know.
Well, putting your dick in the sandwich, though?
This
I'm
is what
not
we're
gonna eat
gonna
that shit.
We'll get a couple of different kinds of whiskey, right? And then we'll make it by the pint. And then we'll just multiply.
No, I mean, we might have to change it. Okay, I do agree with him that we might have to go with the rye flavor of it. Just because it's nice. It goes
we got
good.
4 ounces of truffle here to work with. And if we run out of that, we'll buy more. Okay?
So. Okay.
I mean, I'm saying, you guys are putting a lot of pressure on me.
Oh, you're fine.
So.
There's
you
no
do
pressure.
What you do, dog.
You just do it perfectly the first time.
Yeah. It's like our fucking dreams are dependent on you. That's nothing hard. Nobody's
yeah,
going
to
hate you
because
you're not going to fail.
Look,
you can't fucking afford to fail
I've learned,
at all.
I've learned not to dream for things, right?
That's what
you
I'm
know,
saying.
Yeah, every day, one
I
day
after childhood, we know.
One day after another, they just get crushed. Every single day I wake up, there's a dream crushed. But
that's
you know what?
Life.
With Chris working on this,
yeah.
I know my dreams are going to come true. Fuck Johnny, your dreams are going to come true. And Chris, all of our dreams are going to come true.
Oh, yeah. So easy.
Easy.
It's
sleazy.
Like you're printing out the fucking money at this point, dude.
Sure. We're going to get those money guns.
Fuck yeah.
Are we going to get money guns?
You see this, Chris? Some dude made a money gun.
It's pretty baller.
Yeah, that's badass, dude.
Was there a Kickstarter for it?
Yeah.
It looks like one of those card guns in AC.
Obviously, it's a money gun. Let's watch the video for it.
All right.
Money.
All right, MG's making this. Money gun. MG's for money gun.
Yeah, I got that.
What's up, internet?
What up?
My name is Michael Shakesnotter. I'm one of the co-creators of the money gun. The money gun is a revolutionary accessory for any person or business looking to promote themselves. Our idea for the device is simple.
Make it causing awesome, riots.
Make it customizable and make,
it rain. Oh, no, elevate.
The device can hold over 100 bills. So take your cash, slide it in, and have some fun.
Oh, my God.
The money gun is a great product that can be used to promote.
That $100 was gone real fast.
Told you, make it rain. I knew it.
You can use it at a tailgate to cheer on your favorite team or at a party to make the night more memorable. The number of uses are.
I'm copying this immediately.
Not all fun and games, but it's a great marketing tool.
How fast does it come out?
From you. We're trying to raise money in order to begin production. And that's where we need your help. Hit the button to donate and support us. Our web address should be right there. Visit our website for more info.
TheMoneyGun.com.
They got some white bros with them.
Of course they do. White women love money.
Who doesn't?
Everybody especially loves the money gun. Especially white women. No, see how much money have they raised?
All right, I'm going to go to it right now.
You want to take an over-under bet on this? Say $1,800.
No, I'm going to say $20,000.
Think 20 grand already?
This is a brilliant idea.
I would bet more.
This is
more than 20 grand?
Say this is such a good idea. It's so stupid.
Hold on, they only got $3,000 so far. There's only 3 days to go.
What?
I think I might back this project.
No, you're going to be making fucking truffle whiskey till your hands hurt. That's what you're going to be doing. Don't fucking pay for somebody else's dream. Fucking focus on your boys, man.
My dream is to have a money gun.
Just spit on my dick right now. Just do me dirty, dog.
Jesus.
Just do me dirty.
This is getting weird, but I'm going to go with it. We need money guns to have a money gun fight.
That's like something Warren Buffett would probably already have anyway, though.
No, Warren Buffett is like a skinflint.
Yeah, he's real frugal.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. He drives like a Lincoln Town car.
But I think like LeBron James.
He has like a two-bedroom house or something, right? Yeah.
Did he donate all his money like Gates?
He's on his way. And they got like another dude. Didn't they? They just recruited another billionaire. Like I think Bill Gates has been taken over by some sort of alien. Like he might just
be a fucking robot.
He's just convincing
dude.
Other rich people to give away all their money. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's kind of
odd.
Well,
no, he fucked over his kids because he didn't leave his kids shit neither. I agree with you.
He's leaving each of them $10 million.
I thought he didn't leave them shit. Which one was the one that didn't leave his kids shit? Oh, no, I'm thinking about Sting. No, Sting ain't leaving his kids shit.
There is another guy from the UK who's also giving away all his money.
Damn.
Who he went through almost $2 billion. But I don't know if he has kids, but he's got like, I think he's got $200,000 left and he's going to give that away in the next year.
Oh, yeah. I
usually think
guy.
Before you have you make a billion, you already have kids. I don't know too many billionaires that have kids while they're billionaires. I think that'd have to be a pre-work.
No, Bill Gates was a billionaire before he had kids. I remember there was like a news story where he put like an ad for a wife in the paper and like 10,000 people
Get
showed
the
up.
Get fuck out of here. He really did
for
that?
A date. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It was
wow.
Like, yeah,
that's
I remember seeing a news report on it when I was a kid.
Ah, that's fucking insane. He could pay for it from anybody and get it anytime, son.
Yeah, but I've also seen like interviews with like Vegas pit bosses where like he bets the minimum at blackjack tables. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he don't look like too much of a risk taker. He probably wears rubbers and shit. Man, it's soft.
That's weird.
So, why'd you make me put this on topic sheet? ISIS restaurant in Queens?
In my neighborhood, in Astoria, there's a section called Little Egypt, and there's a restaurant called ISIS.
Shut up.
I swear
Wait, was
to God.
That the one in the paper?
It was in the Daily
with the
News.
Fucking,
It says, yeah, ISIS across
That's
the...
a bitch's name, too, right? That's what the owner said.
Well,
it was a broad
Egyptian
name he liked.
Goddess.
Yeah. Titties and shit.
See, the problem is two
Did he
months...
just open?
Yeah, well, the problem is in 2 months ago, I invested in it. I was like, this is a great idea.
He's like, it's going places.
And then people's heads start getting cut off, and I am getting destroyed. That's why I need truffle whiskey to blow up.
No pressure, bro. No pressure.
It seems like a lot of pressure.
I'm losing my shirt over this goddamn restaurant named ISIS.
Why don't you just change the name of the restaurant? I mean, I know, like, panel letter signs are expensive, but...
Well, fucking.
What they call channel lettering?
Terrorist groups fuck shit up for people. Like,
yeah, like me.
Yeah. Like Hitler's mustache. You don't see motherfuckers rock that shit. Charlie Chaplin had it first.
You guys could do like a joke thing with it, though. Like, you could, you know, like, you could sell head cheese or something.
Oh, God damn. That's just not even.
I'm just saying, like, you could just, you know.
Terrorism isn't funny, Chris.
Motherfuckers. Oh, I can't even look at you.
ISIS. See, the thing with ISIS is they're both a terrorist group and they have a military organization. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's what Obama told me.
Apparently, they got this restaurant in Queens, too, to funnel money back.
That would be a fucking solid front, though. Nobody would ever suspect they'd be fucking funneling money to them.
No, we're just trying.
Just so look,
we at ISIS are just trying to make good shawarma for people. Goat innards.
That's a fucking tough neighborhood to, like, break in there. You would think, like, in there, you'd probably want to make something different. Because you got, like, 4 Aladdin spots out there.
Oh no! And in the block, the 2 or 3 block thing that I'm talking about, Little Egypt. That's even. That's just every. It's just a hookah bar and.
Is that Steinway Street
hookah
over
bars
there?
Now,
yeah.
Bro?
Yeah.
Around the corner from the old Kansas City Roadhouse, Cans.
Oh.
Nothing like Hooters.
Yeah. I've never been there. I heard, but never been.
Didn't miss much.
Oh.
They sold a lot of different beer in cans.
In can form. I don't know, bro.
You don't?
Because I need to. Should I just sell my stake in ISIS?
Yeah, I think that fucking ship done sunk.
No, I'm telling you, just change the theme of the restaurant. Just make it like a parody.
Yeah, well, like Johnny Bin Laden's?
Like terrorism.
Like he's dead, so he's not really fearful anymore.
I'm saying, like, just like completely make it tongue-in-cheek about terrorism or whatever, like, what's that game in Afghanistan where they like hit camels with a golf club? You can like have that in the back instead of a bocce court.
I don't even know that's
a
thing. What?
I read that in like Maxim like 10 years ago. It might be fake.
You know, I still get copies of Maxim in the mail. I don't pay for it. They just send it. They don't stop.
You got like a free.
Did you get the Tarot Read edition?
Every episode's a Tarot Read edition.
God damn.
Every issue. Oh, God.
Some hard shit, son. It's like your stock is gonna drop like towers and shit. That's some bad shit, bro.
Stock, what?
What? It's true. That's what happened.
Stock in the restaurant? ISIS. In the ISIS restaurant?
Yeah.
You guys sell what, like grape leaves?
Can't even do that.
You know what? I'm gonna get out of here. I got an issue of stuff coming. Right?
At that point, you might as well just turn to that shit because you're making no
weird,
money.
That was weird, huh? Lad bags or whatever they called them. I think FHM was the first one that came over from Britain.
I thought FHM was it is British.
But did FHM come out before? I don't think that came out before Maxim.
I don't know.
Gears used to be a car shit, yeah. They had a couple of Murder Dog. Murder Dog always had like a white bitch on the cover, which made no sense because it was a rap thing, but it was just straight bronze and lowbrows.
Rappers like white bitches.
No, but it was like Murder Dog magazine, and like it always.
Everyone likes those money hungry white bitches.
Goddamn right. God bless you, Tennessee skanks.
That's why you need your money gun to lure them in. It's like a net gun.
At that price, though, like, can you think they'd make one at $3,100 right now? They could probably get like one off the ground.
I'm sure they'll get the money.
Now they got 3 days left, man.
You're asking for $50,000.
That's not a good sign, man.
That's true.
Oh, Jesus. Our Twitter account's at HS Radio Show. And again, thank you to Philip K. Howard.
Yeah.
He came on to be interviewed by BK Chris. So definitely check that out if you get a chance. It's on our iTunes. And that's linked directly from our new website, highsocietyradio.co. .com is so passe now. It's all about .co.
LO is fucking CO too, son.
Is it?
Yeah.
See? We're just like LO. Except we're not invite only. Anyone can listen to the show.
Yep.
Maybe should we start making it invite only?
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, wait, no, it's a terrible idea.
What's LO? Who has LO.com? The LO Corporation.
Yeah, yo, that shit is a bitch to find. Like, if you're looking for it, I'm like, what?
They sell something called amphetrazine.
Yo, that shit keeps you hard
Stay
all night, bro.
For that long drive home.
Fuck
key bumps are waiting. Hashtag key bumps are waiting.
It's a gnarly color on that shit. What's that, white and pink?
So they're basically, they're selling...
Speed. They're selling speed.
Yeah.
Hold on, go back up.
It's a caffeine pill, but they're just likening it to amphetamines.
That's all they are. They poppers.
Yeah, the first half of the word is amphet.
Yeah.
That's...
You broke that shit down there.
It's like a speedball. It's like amphetamines and promethazine, right?
What's the one on the bottom? What's the black one?
shown here is the large black capsule. It's just a stronger amphetrazine.
It's the world is moving faster for you.
It literally says that on.
Oh, that's fucking hysterical.
Your brain on fire yet? Here, get the giant black capsule.
So you would think that the hipster Facebook wouldn't want to be associated with this kind of shit.
Why wouldn't they? Everyone likes speed.
That's a good point.
Do everyone's hipsters? On Adderall, so just...
That's true. Hipsters love Adderall.
Yeah, Adderall is the hipster archer. Drug.
They like to smoke weed and then do Adderall.
Adderall and, hipsters love Adderall and NFL players love Adderall.
Oh, yeah.
Just that one guy, I thought.
No, mad dudes are...
half of the Seahawks team.
Really?
Loves the fucking...
They all...
Adderall.
They all have... Everyone, like, half the NFL has prescriptions for Adderall.
They changed the drug policy, though, supposedly. They just wanted to start checking for HGH and
Josh
shit.
Josh Gordon signs coming back in 9 games. What's up?
God, I hope so.
Do you the have league, him on your fantasy team?
No, but the league needs that fire back, son. They need that hungry kid.
How's your fantasy team do this weekend?
Fucking terrible.
Was your
Thanks
Sunday good,
it up.
Though? Otherwise, was your Sunday good?
The shit was all right, son. Beat off kind of hard to Showtime. It was cool.
To Showtime?
Yo, they had some hard shit. Yo, they fucked for like 10 minutes. It was softcore, but... It was just like 10 minutes. Like, all right.
So you just went retro for no reason?
It was cool. I hadn't seen that in a while. It was kind of cool not to see a dick on the screen for a little while. I was like, all right.
You going to pay for the Hot Network for like a couple
Yo,
of
if
days?
They bring that shit back, I will. That was my shit. Mad Leslie porn on there.
The Hot Network was like a game changer because it went from the Spice Network, which didn't show penetration, to the Hot Network.
Yeah, it got crazy.
I don't even know what the Hot Network is.
The Hot Network was like that was the after next Spice channel.
Oh, man, I don't even know. I just
yeah, you
Spice.
Were probably all up on internet porn by that point. Yeah. You fucking had a computer, dumb young.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah, hell yeah. Just a masturbating nerd.
That's how you got all these private torrent trackers. He's all 4chan'd out and shit.
Your tits, I love them. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
They had some more fapping and shit pop off on the weekend, too.
No, that was a hoax.
What? Oh, damn.
There's a hoax saying that they were going to release Emma Watson pictures. So a viral marketing company went on 4chan and made like a website counting down a date to when they're going to release Emma Watson pictures. It was all bullshit.
It's like Y2J.
It was like Y2J.
Okay.
It was just this viral marketing company's attempt to try to get 4chan shut down. So they were framing 4chan that they were going to release Emma Watson nudes. And we all know 4chan is good people, not bad people who would do something like
that. I mean, they're dicks.
They're entertainers.
I wouldn't say that.
I look at them as entertainers that make the world laugh if you have a certain kind of
humor.
They
call out the beta fags in the world.
That's what I'm saying.
They want you to keep your gains and to keep hand plants at bay.
Yeah, but some, what was it called? Like, it's called like rampant.
Rankant?
It's something like that. But yeah, they're basically calling for Barack Obama to censor the internet.
Yeah, and they're also associated with like buying hundreds of millions of hits for YouTube videos, various different YouTube videos. It's very weird.
How the fuck does
that
work?
Well, no, it's just like,
they were I think Vocative had some, had something where it was like, we got an email saying, like, with screenshots of someone buying 200 million YouTube hits. With for $150,000.
What the fuck?
I don't
know. You don't even make that money back.
God no. Well, if a video gets 200 million hits on YouTube, yeah. A, they're going to make that YouTube money. B, you know, they're going to blow up.
I guess. But what you paid for, you're not going to see back anyway. Like, what do you get? Like, I think it's like 15 grand, 15,000 hits. You get like what? Like
$10 million.
I wish.
No, you get, I mean, whatever. You may, after 30,000 hits, you start making money off a video. And when I think it's 30,000 subscribers, then you get paid for your videos.
Chris, you should try to get Terry Richardson on your new interview only fucking bonus show.
That's interview him at your crib, son. It won't get weird at all.
Whatever, man. I'll fuck him to be on the cover. It's all good.
I guess Chris blew Terry Richardson.
God damn.
I always wanted to be on the cover of Vogue.
Really?
Yeah, it really.
That's not really your fucking kind of magazine.
It really helped my print career. It's really good.
That was good.
It's going nowhere.
That was good. Oh, man.
Yeah, so Rantic Media, yeah, that's what they do. They also did, like, they did a fake Family Guy site for, supposedly they were going to release a video of Brian talking when Brian the dog died on Family Guy before they brought him back.
They just fucking troll people, basically.
I think they're just,
They're just trying to get clicks to eventually sell their company. You know what I mean? I think they're just proving that they have a way of getting the internet's attention to see if they can generate
cheap heat.
Probably generate like venture capital or something. Mm.
Yo, we gotta like start like hang out with venture capitalist guys. Like, there's man venture capitalists. We're in New York City, right?
I know a guy who is going into that right now. If we get this travel whiskey ready,
Know a guy who's going into venture capitalism?
Yeah, like, he's starting a VC firm.
How much money does this dude have?
Apparently, he knows some rich dude, and it's like him and this rich dude.
All right. Well, we have to set a meeting once we get this fucking recipe down, bro.
Yeah.
See, the look on your face, I don't think he really thinks he could do it.
Well, I think you guys are just giving me a lot of pressure. I'm not going to not try.
You look tight. I'm going to have a car pick you up today and take you home.
You don't have any money.
I got enough to do that.
You spent it on that baller cannon. And you couldn't even put any more money in. Yeah, right. I put money on the baller cannon.
I dropped $3,000 on a baller cannon.
Oh, I can't wait to listen, once we cash out on this liquor company idea, we're going to be at baller cannons for everybody.
Why don't we just make a fucking baller cannon that makes
everything taste like truffles. Like, apps are the way to go. You don't want to like make anything. Making things is expensive.
There's no taste apps.
No, we're going to go old school with it, bro. And we're gonna market it to rich people who have the money to spend on it.
Can we just 3D print truffles? Because like that would probably work.
No.
Don't piss on the dream.
You can't even grow them hydroponically.
Can we make like a drone that delivers truffles?
That would be nice.
This is a good question. Why don't we have drones yet? We should each have our own drone.
It's on our Amazon wish list.
God damn.
How much
it.
Are they running for? They're like $200.
Those are the cheap ones. Those are the
Yeah, but those shits can't hold no weight, B.
Truffles don't weigh a lot. It's only a couple ounces, bro.
Mm.
He's talking about the quadricopters.
That's what I thought it was, right? That's what it is. The one with the four...
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't hold that much weight.
Yeah, but they can hold a couple ounces.
But you got to package Hell that yeah. shit, you right? Can, you can't just have that shit in a plastic bag fucking just floating, dude. Somebody to jack that shit. All right, shit.
Well, you got to do your diligence if you're trying to fucking traffic truffles and or narcotics across New York in a quadricopter.
If I got to move that shit, I can move that shit. You just got to make it.
What, you're going to move the whiskey?
Yeah, whiskey sells itself, dog. If it's done properly, and it's no stress-free.
Most liquor companies
Motherfuckers got to eat, son. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm just saying.
Stanley's losing weight over here at fucking 10 pounds a minute right now.
It's terrible. I feel
We're starving out here, B.
I thought you guys wanted to buy drones. Let's just buy drones. Look, here's a drone that's a watch.
Do you just not want to make the whiskey?
I'll make it. It's just you guys are getting your hopes really high up, and you're putting a lot of pressure on me.
All I'm saying is
it's fair.
All I'm saying is my hopes couldn't be any higher. That's all I'm saying. Is that wrong?
Are you uncomfortable with us having faith in you? Is that what it is?
That's what it sounds like.
Well, it seems like you guys are putting all your eggs in one basket. You need to maybe, branch out, think of some other stuff, you know what I mean? Like
fucking boy wonder basket.
What the fuck does that even mean?
You're a fucking genius. That's what it means.
Oh yeah. Okay.
You're not used to compliments, that's what it is.
It's gotta be what it is.
Take you out for a beer, relax you a little bit. Maybe go to that fucking happy spa you like to go to sometimes after the show and shit. Do something nice.
You mean the strip club?
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
The script club. That's there what I go. Call it.
Yeah, that's where I go. That's the crooked doctor I go to. Did we talk about that last week? The bootleg pill business? Did we briefly talk about that?
The placebos, you mean?
No, there's a bootleg. There's like a black market for pills.
In Costa Rica, I think.
Wait, how did...
They just sell like bootleg pills, like expired old pills, fake pills. Like,
No, they make fake pills. Like they straight up that look
they
exactly.
Make fake they Viagras.
They make bootleg Viagras that look exactly like Viagras. They even get like the it's like titanium oxide that they put in there to get that certain blue color.
Oh fuck! Wow.
They go that far.
Man, disappointing for dudes who want hard-ons.
Hell yeah, son! You fucking just stroking out without even your dick getting hard. Terrible. Fuck, man.
Yeah, I think it. Yeah, so they'll just put like they'll put like meth in your Adderall instead of actual like
oh,
Adderall.
Oh damn! I think you'd be losing money in that venture though. Wouldn't you just be better off jacking the fucking pills?
No, pharmaceutical pills go for more than they're like OxyCotton sells.
But you get them cheaper in Mexico,
though,
right?
The reason why they're but I'm just saying, like, the reason why so many people are addicted to heroin now is because it's cheaper than OxyCotton, and they started as OxyCotton.
Ah, yeah, I read that somewhere.
So basically, what
heroin's cheaper than ever.
Jesus. Well. Pharmaceutical pills don't go down in price if you buy more from the pharmacy.
Yeah, they keep...
If you buy more heroin, it goes down in price. So if they're making more heroin, they drop that number.
Yay.
It's simple fucking... Didn't you see fucking Paid in Full? Come on.
That's your go-to, man. That's your goddamn go-to.
But the main dude from that, the guy AZ, he did a documentary about it. He basically, the way he got big was he was just like, I just didn't spend my money and bought more, so my prices were cheaper than other people's.
Mm.
That was his entire
business
plan.
He flooded the market, basically.
Re-upping.
Yeah. He was investing, like how we're investing into the show with the Patreon, you know what I mean? We're getting this truffle whiskey going. Yeah. He bought more of that soft white, turned it into that hard.
Fuck yeah, that's what we do with the truffles, son. Make that shit hard.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Fuck yeah, son.
We just start selling crack rock.
Yo, whatever we got to do to get this whiskey.
It's kind of out of fashion right now.
You ever seen Boardwalk Empire? I want to do that.
We're gonna bring back. We're gonna be like New Jack City. We're gonna bring it back. Like everybody forgot how great crack was, right?
I'll take you to motherfucking Carter. I seen that shit, son. It's a real place.
Smoke some nice rock, right?
Fuck yeah, B. You ain't no cop, right?
No.
That's right, son. Because if I ask you that, you gotta tell
some
me.
Some old black lady grabbed my cock in a bar and was like, "Are you a cop?"
What?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Shut the fuck up.
Would you tell her? No, but I'm hard as fuck right now.
No, I said I'm not. And then she looked at her daughter and was like, "She got a nice cock though."
Nice. It was very That's odd. The way to get it. Yeah. You piped?
No.
Wow, you're a gentleman. Good for you, man. I would have piped both. If you could get it going at the same time, why not? But I don't judge.
It's true.
Sounds like someone's gay.
Black women, black truffles, it's all good, son.
Oh,
I'm
see,
digging it, dude.
See?
You meant for this life, yo. You got on a black shirt, black headphones.
That's true.
Black wife.
I don't have a black
That's that
wife.
Old camera on, man.
Oh.
He keeps computers putin'.
That motherfucker's insane.
He pumps the H on your block, H&R Block. I mean,
oh, my God, damn. Yo, he should just do fucking Hallmark cards. That man's a genius.
If you don't love Cameron, there's something wrong with you.
Do you think he sold any capes? I was talking about to someone.
He probably did.
Like,
I bought
outside
three.
Of the player's ball, do you think he sold, like, because that's the thing is, like, you these things go viral, right? Like, the Cameron cape thing kind of went viral. But then you never get a follow-up on
but
it.
No,
it's
like
kind
you,
of like, it drives me nuts.
Like, I know what you're saying, but I figure, like, whatever he couldn't sell, he probably sold, like, Halloween stores and costume stores and shit. He made something off of it, I'm pretty sure. Probably nothing what he thought he was going to get or what he invested in, but, you know, it's whatever.
Well, hopefully next week we'll have an update on truffle whiskey.
Yo, don't fucking play with your hands, Chris. Relax. Put them on a desk.
You need to relax.
Relax your hands. All right? I need you to be fucking proper.
You need to relax, all
right? My.
All right, this is what I'm going to do, all right? I'm going to get this right here. There's this machine to make weed butter, right?
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to put the truffles in the weed butter machine, extract the shit out of it, make weed butter.
That's pretty fucking lazy.
I'm going to make truffle butter. I'm going to clarify the butter first, make truffle butter, then I'm going to use that as a fat wash. I'm going to put it in the whiskey. All right? Does that sound good to you guys?
Don't tell them how you're going to do it. Somebody might hear it and fucking do it.
Because the fat wash helps flavors adhere to alcohol better.
Leave the mystery.
That information is readily available on the internet.
I like the way that sounds. I have no idea what you just told me, but it sounds like you know.
Well, this thing is
about.
Made for just pulling the fucking hash oil out of weed so you can make edibles. But I'm gonna do it with truffles.
That's a bit lazy though. You can just do it yourself, right? Fuck being so lazy.
I mean, it's a special machine that does it. People love kitchen gadgets.
But I'm
Johnny.
Saying how much is that shit running for?
I don't know, $90.
Oh, that's actually not too bad. I thought it'd be a little bit higher than that. No, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a drop in a bucket for how much money we're going to make.
Billions. We're going to make billions, all right, guys?
I wouldn't go that far, dude, okay? Let's be realistic.
So then let's make an app. Those things sell for billions.
Jesus.
Word. Matter of fact, before I forget, shout out to Eric, our buddy Eric, who just had a baby and shit.
Congratulations.
Good for him, man.
We're talking about babies on this show. That's fucking bizarre. I don't know if you're a pedophile now or something.
I guess.
Oh, man, hold on. My pedometer is going off on my phone. It's pointing in Johnny's direction.
Well.
All right. I think that's it for us tonight. So, at HS Radio Show on Twitter. Thank you to the new Patreon patrons. We appreciate all the donations.
Good looking.
Hopefully we'll have some truffle whiskey or some sort of update.
We'll have something.
Yeah.
Well, and, you'll have the truffles in your hand at least.
It'll be a two-man show, but you'll fucking have it.
And hey, listen to Chris's interview with Philip K. Howard. It's on our iTunes. It should be right before this. After this show goes up, it should be the file right before it.
Pretty fucking fantastic.
I'm trying to get another intellectual for the next one. I'm trying to get Eastside Dave.
No bullshit, man. Like, no, seriously, you did a real good fucking job on interview, man. I was That was really good.
Any money Johnny did not listen to that interview. I'd be willing to bet.
What?
I'd be willing to bet any amount of money that Johnny did
I
not listen to.
I fucking listened to it. You were good. You asked some fucking hard-hitting questions, and it was good.
All right, look. We're out. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn. Must say goodbye.